on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
When I was ordering a pizza online the other day, a new menu category popped up called Conscientious Connoisseurs. This section contained all kinds of choices that the pizza place thought were sustainable and environmentally friendly. Most of these were plant-based, that is, non-real meat and dairy toppings. The pizza chain somehow felt that these were more sustainable and better for the environment than livestock or dairy farming. While the marketing people at food companies think this is going to be a big motivator for consumers, research suggests otherwise. A recent report from Purdue suggests that, in general, consumers don't give a hoot about food claims on sustainability and environmental impact. According to the latest Purdue Consumer Food Insights Report, a monthly update identifying trends and changes in consumer food purchasing habits, sustainability and environmental impact ranked very low on what determines the food that people choose to eat and buy. But the survey suggests that most consumers don't care about sustainability or environmental claims made on food packages. There are persistent misconceptions when it comes to food sustainability and environmental impact, says Jason Lusk, Distinguished Professor of Agricultural Economics at Purdue. For example, he said most people believe that local foods are better for the environment and eating less meat is better for the environment. Yet scientific studies show there is little evidence that locally purchased foods benefit the environment and significant evidence that there is no negative impact from meat production. So if people aren't worried about the sustainability or environmental impact of the food choices they make, what are they worried about? GMOs? Animal welfare? Carbon footprints? No, none of the above. According to the Purdue survey, the top issue in the minds of consumers today is bird flu. 60% of consumers are concerned about the impact bird flu might have on chicken prices. Yet, here again, there's misconception involved. While the virus does pose a serious threat to livestock, supplies and prices have not been greatly impacted by avian flu. Yes, poultry prices have increased, but there are many factors causing the price rise, and bird flu is a very small part of it. The poultry industry and state and federal agencies have responded quickly. They have worked hard to contain the virus. While the media reports on millions of birds being euthanized, most people don't understand this still represents a small number of the chickens that are currently in production. So let's knock off the conscientious connoisseur BS and start focusing on being an informed connoisseur. Take a few minutes. Learn how foods are actually produced, what ones are sustainable, what ones really have an environmental impact, as well as what really is driving up food costs. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.